Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Last week in our study of 2 Peter chapter 2, we were talking about those that get caught up in liberal movements, which causes them to lose their standards. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 13 through 15, we read this: For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. In other words, they seem just like they're God's very men. And he goes on to say, And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Satan tries to parade himself as somebody that is righteous and good. And he says in 2 Corinthians 11:15, Therefore it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. Always look to the end, my friend. And so we see that there are many deceitful workers out there that can really deceive you and really look as if they are the real McCoy. It's unfortunate that in too many conservative as well as liberal movements, that the old adage, follow the money, applies. Now it goes on to say that they are spots and blemishes in verse 13. And the word spots refers to moral blemishes. Now too often we find good people involved in a movement and we see long-held standards go down the drain. I once had a man as I visited his home, asked me, all right, what Bible do you use? And I told him the King James. He asked me if I went to movies, what kind of standards. And really, this guy, boy, he had very strong standards and separation. And I was impressed. And he started attending our church and became a member and did very well. Then he got caught by a teacher who befriended him. Now he's in a church where they don't use the King James that he so revered. His pastor goes to the movies, and they've lost their standards. And what I'm saying is, this man got caught up, and the first thing that happens is false teaching leads them to be spots in the life of the church. And they are suddenly gone away from those standards that were holy and right. And not only spots, but blemishes. The Greek word for blemish is used only in this verse and all of the New Testament for the Greek word. The word basically means disgrace. And these are a disgrace in God's sight to the local church and to the Christians who are deceived by them. Did you understand what I'm saying there? That you get caught up in these things. You get caught up by the false teachers. You let down the standards. You go away from the Word of God, but you're still religious. You're still in church. You become a disgrace in God's sight. Now, men may think that you're very good and very great, as those in Revelation chapter 3 that says we're increased with goods and have need of nothing. But in God's sight, you're poor, miserable, wretch, blind, and naked. And then he says, sporting themselves with their own deceivings while they feast with you. Sporting themselves means they revel in how they are taking you in by their deceivings. While they feast with you. You see, temporal prosperity is not to be equated with divine favor. all things should be measured by the Word of God. In Acts chapter 17, verse 11, it says, "These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the Word with all readiness of mind, and searched the Scriptures daily, whether those things were so." And so, my friend, all things are to be measured by the Word of God. And that takes us into 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 14 in our text, where he says, "Having eyes full of adultery, and that cannot cease from sin, beguiling unstable souls, a heart they have exercised with covetous practices, cursed children." Now, this continues to show how these men have an effect on others. It says, "eyes full of adultery." And by the way, did you notice the words, "unstable souls"? Hearts that are not established by grace are easily led into the way of sin. You see, adultery and fornication with others happens because their emotions or their sensual nature is stirred. It's not grace, because the grace of God is always holy. There is never any unrighteousness, any worldliness, or any fleshliness in the grace of God. So this pictures a man who cannot see a woman without lascivious thoughts towards her. And they cannot cease. That is, they're unable to stop. It happens in leadership. It happens in the home. People watching videos and nudity on the videos. There are those of you who may travel. And you may even listen to this radio message while you're traveling in your car as a businessman. And you'll be stopping in a motel, and you'll be watching and be entertained by the most ungodly things on a premium TV channel in your room. It's also men and women who on the job and in the break rooms start talking about things, and before too long you're talking of intimate things. There are men who are always making sexual innuendos, and they don't come out and just say something very blatantly wrong, but they just imply. And that person is a deceiver. And they are a sign of the last days. He says, beguiling unstable souls. Beguiling means to catch by bait. These are people that might preach and teach against safe subjects. For example, they know most of their crowd would be against abortion, so they preach against it. Most of their crowd would be against homosexuality, so they preach against it. They'd be against drugs and alcoholism, so they can teach and preach against it. But they'll leave other things that they should preach and teach against alone, because it might cause some of their people not to follow them. They're living in luxury. They're living in front of people like a TV star. And people are impressed, and they draw these unstable souls into their sin. We're reminded of 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 5 through 7, which says, having a form of godliness. In other words, it seems like it might be holy, but denying the power thereof, it's not godlike. It's not a holy life, not the power of a holy life. So having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, and then he gives this imperative command, from such turn away. Turn away from religion that does not promote holiness in its standards, in its doctrine, and in speaking of Christ. And he says, for of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women, laden with sins, led away with divers lusts. By the way, ladies, you get involved in adultery, notice what the Bible calls you, a silly woman. Ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Well, the Bible tells it as it is, does it not? The last days, we're told, they will not endure sound doctrine. The book of Amos tells us there would be a famine of hearing of the words of the Lord. Today, we have religious superstars who are beguiling unstable souls. Are they beguiling you? Today, we have an emphasis on subjects of intrapersonal relationships, mentoring, and such like, but completely ignoring sound doctrine, getting down into the Word, verse-by-verse study, and it's milk-only preaching, and a lack of Bible preaching, a lack of doctrinal teaching. And that makes people unstable. How often do you see people today joining hands with other churches and they have false doctrine? They have worldliness, fleshliness in it. And they say it's for a good cause. We're an independent Baptist church in our church. We couldn't join hands with Catholics even on a good cause. Nor with charismatics, nor with churches that have ladies as pastors and teachers of men. Because, doctrinally, those things are wrong. And yet, there are people trying to supersede the Word of God to say, well, it's all right to do these things for a good cause. No. God's Word is right. Just remember this. God wrote the Word, and He got it right the first time. And so our text goes on to say, a heart they have exercised with covetous practices, cursed children. Now, the word exercise is a word the Greeks would use to speak of an athlete exercising in the gym. It has the idea of continually exercising or daily exercising. Your mind and desires begin to covet. And, of course, the Tenth Commandment tells us not to covet. But you begin to covet the pleasures and the riches of this life. And there's a spiritual adultery that follows it because you start lusting for the things that impresses men instead of what's right with God. It's kind of like lifting weights. A man lifts weights every other day or something like that and works out regularly. He increases strength. Well, their hearts are exercised on a continuing basis, and these things of the world become stronger and stronger. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.